I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back, everyone. News and Talk 1380 WAOK, Real Estate 101, America. You know, we're just rolling so fast with everything that's going on that if I stop and think about it for 2 minutes, Jamin, it's like, wow. I mean, if someone could take a picture. Anyway, we were able to bring our guests in on the phone line. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jamin. And thank you, Greg Clemens of Bank South Mortgage, for continuing to try to call in to get to us. Everyone, welcome to the show. No stranger to Real Estate 101. Greg Clemens, Bank South Mortgage. How you doing, Greg?
I'm doing good now. I was trying to figure out what was wrong with my phone. I restarted it like three times. I'm like, it must be my phone.
We've got everything plugged into the phone line, so that may have been part of the issue. But thanks for calling in.
Absolutely.
We appreciate it. What's happening? What's happening? I hear interest rates have gone down.
Yeah, you know, rates are lower than they've ever been. I've been in this for 36 years. I've never seen them this low. If you're, you know, 20% down and you've got about a 760 credit score or higher, you're just south of 3% on a 30-year fixed rate and down around 2% on a 15-year.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, you know, and I don't see it stopping anytime soon. The government is continuously buying mortgage-backed securities and propping up the market, so as long as they continue doing that, I think rates should stay pretty low.
Wow. Okay. Qualifying factors. Let's tell the listening audience, like we haven't never told them since the change, what's going on. Tell us, since the past couple of months, what's happened so they know.
Well, FHA and VA haven't really done anything to change their guidelines. They're pretty much the same. However, it's the investors that are buying the what's called a Ginnie Mae security that are dictating the market right now, because they still have this fear that if borrowers go into forbearance and are not making their payments, they still have to make the payments. So that's kind of driving the government market right now. You're looking on government loans being FHA, VA, conventional, as last week, still anywhere from 660 north of that with the lenders. Mm-hmm. So that's the biggest change that we've had as a credit score as far as government loans. As far as conventional loans, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, who buy those securities or those bonds, have really put the screws down.
If really?
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you an example. I've got a 95% loan to value. Now, granted, credit score 641, which is not the highest in the world, but it's not bad. His debt-to-income ratio is 23-32, and Fannie Mae's automated underwriting nor Freddie Mac's will approve that loan.
What?
And this is a guy buying new construction that has been in process for 6 months, and now it's changed.
Ah!
Yeah.
So gosh, that's dangerous.
Yeah, conventional loans have really tightened down.
Yeah, but what's so dangerous is you're trying to prepare him to close?
Oh, yeah, end of July. Yeah.
And now he has to scramble to do whatever he needs to do to try to get it up there.
Well, Here's the other part of this thing. I did tell him what he needed to do. He didn't quite complete it all.
Yeah,
still,
I know.
But still, with those ratios and that credit score, it should still work, but it's not going to.
And I only say I know, not that this is my client, because thank you God it's not, because you know I'd be freaking out, right? But I say I know because that's what happens. You tell people to do things, and they swear by all things holy they're going to do them, and then they don't do them, or they wait and do them, or they do them halfway there, and it's like, yeah. If you just did what I asked you to do, we would be there.
Right. Right.
Oh. Yeah, you know I'd freak out about that. I've got one right now, but you know that I'm freaking out about a little bit. But
I'm freaking out about both of them, so there you go. I'm in it with y'all.
Oh, my God. And so, here's the thing, people. This is true. Greg, I just have to say this, but you know, because you're on the receiving end of this, this is true, is that I know what I can do. I know what I can manage, what I can fix, the control that I have over certain things. I have no control over the financing portion of it. So when Greg says good, it's good, or things have changed, they've changed. But I put so much confidence in what you can do, Greg, that I'm like 99 times out of 100, you say they're good, or I'm going to fix it, or I'm going to help them, or as long as they do this, I have every confidence that it's going to happen. So that makes me feel a lot better.
Well, I appreciate it, but there's some things right now that are absolutely out of our control.
Right.
And
yeah.
It's shame.
So agents out there, if you need a good lender, Greg is it, but I cringe a little when I say that. Not that he'd ever put my stuff on the back burner, but yeah. I still want... You know, answer my phone calls.
Well, I try to answer everybody. That's the name of the game.
You
I have a theory that people wouldn't be calling your phone if they didn't want to talk to you.
Exactly right. That's what people say, oh, you answer your phone. Well, yes, but please don't call me at 11 o'clock and do not text me at 12 o'clock in the morning.
I mean, like the guy that applied at 11 o'clock last night and started texting me to do his app, and I finally did it this morning, and he's got a 599 credit score, that guy?
Oh, Greg. Yeah, people don't know our occupational hazards, right?
Yeah.
They have no idea. But it comes with the territory, so we just roll with
it. Absolutely. So let's talk about something else for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
It's slowly starting to creep in, and you and I have experienced it once. Values. Starting to get some low appraisals.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you this. Are they only VA, or
no.
Are they? Okay.
No.
Well, we got to take a break. Jamin is waving me down. Hold on a minute. Yeah, because that's crazy. We've experienced a couple with VA, but I haven't experienced any FHA or conventional, and we do need to talk about that. So, do you mind holding and talking?
No, that's fine.
Right.
No, I got two
all
things
right.
I need to talk about, and then we'll be done.
Great. Thank you very much. I'll see you tomorrow. Johnson's still with us. She'll be with us right after this segment with Greg. But any questions for? 22703. We're back. News and Talk, 1380 WAOK, Real Estate 101. I'm Mary Gill. Joining us right now, Greg Clemens with Bank South Mortgages, giving us an update on the current industry. And we're talking about appraisal. I've experienced with a loan with you, Greg, is a low appraisal, and it was very excruciating. It was hugely painful because the house was worth every bit of what we had it under contract for.
Yep. Well, we're not seeing a lot of them, but I'm starting to see a few of them. I have a business partner. He's got a couple. I've had a couple. So it just makes me wonder. You know, are values dropping? I don't see how they could be, considering that it's such a seller's market.
Still a seller's market. It's probably a seller's market, I would say, largely due to this COVID thing, because people aren't putting their houses on the market. They're school is a question mark, whether or not kids are going back. So there's not the turnover in the summer that we normally see with people selling and buying to get into certain school districts. So it's still a very limited inventory seller's market.
I agree. There is a new thing that's come into play, which is helpful on some. We can get with Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac on a conventional loan, we can get what's called a property inspection waiver, which, believe it or not, what that means is Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have such a large database of sales that they will waive your requirement to have an appraisal.
Okay.
Normally, you know, 20% down and more, but I've gotten...
Oh, all right. Well, if that's the requirement, they've pretty much made themselves safe.
Absolutely.
Down.
But, you know, it's just started, so I'm sure... You know, as anything else, when it comes to the government, they're going to play it safe at first.
Right. That's crazy. Yeah. Anyway, all right. So I have some new listeners probably that I've told young people to tune in, and they're going to hear this segment. Tell us real quick before we've got to go to a break, and I'm going to get back to the attorney and talk about probate issues. Tell us real quick, if you're just at hello, what do you need to do in order to get a loan?
If you're just at what? I'm sorry, say that again.
At hello, like just starting out.
Yeah, you need to, first thing you need to do is get pre-approved with a lender. Most of it can be done easily online to a web page and submit all your info. Then the lender's going to collect some pay stubs, W-2s, and some bank statements, tax returns if you're self-employed. And you get pre-approved up front, then you're ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Anything new, as far as employment's concerned, like you have to have a guarantee that you're still employed or that you're going
to
be employed?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, two things real quick, and then I'll jump because I know you're going to have to go to a break. First of all, you cannot use unemployment payments to purchase a home. It amazes me how many people call me and go, hey, I'm on unemployment now and I'm getting more money than I was when I was working. I want to buy a house. You can't. You're unemployed. You get an unemployment pay. You have to have real pay. And if you have been off of your job for any length of time, due to furlough or whatever, reduced hours, if you're on reduced hours, you're going to get qualified off the reduced hours. If you have gone back to work full time, typically we're looking for 30 days of pay stubs just to make sure everything's copacetic.
Mm.
Now, last thing I want to talk about. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I just saw a statistic that about a week ago that 40% of those making $40,000 or under have lost their jobs or have been furloughed. On unemployment. So there's not a lot of lower to middle income people out here anymore trying to buy a house.
Well, and the ones that it's hurt the most are the ones that were in process and are now furloughed. They can't close unless, you know, their spouse is working full time or whatever, and you can qualify just on one income.
Right. Well, okay. Anything else? Anything new?
Yeah.
Anything else that we need to know?
Yeah, real quick, because I know a lot of people have taken advantage of this, and I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean, you know, you needed to do it, which is to put your mortgage in forbearance. Fannie Mae said in the past that the most you could miss was one payment. Then you had to make the payment up. Then you had to get a letter from the lender saying you were no longer in forbearance. But they changed that. All they're saying now is that if you are in forbearance, you have to have made at least three payments since you've come out of forbearance or pay back all three of those payments.
Oh, okay. Do you know, I actually have people calling me who are in forbearance saying, should I do this, Mary? Or
yeah.
I already missed one payment. Should we go back and pay that and get caught up because we have plans in the future? I'm like, yes, if you're in a position. Right?
Yeah, you need to get out of forbearance. I mean, here's the problem. the lenders, and there's a big one around, and, you know, I used to work for them. They weren't telling people, oh, by the way, at the end of 90 days, you owe us all three payments. Mm-hmm. It's not a freebie. It doesn't get tacked on the end of your mortgage. You have to pay it back in 90 days. That's the way it works. And, you know, a lot of lenders.
Crazy.
I had a guy tell me, you didn't even ask for forbearance, and a lender put him in it anyway.
How can they do that?
I don't know, but you know which one it was.
Okay, yeah.
And here's just a funny to end this with. So I'm doing a loan for this guy that works for E-Trade, very well qualified. He's on his, quote, fiance's mortgage. In fact, he took out the loan. She's on it with him. We asked him for an updated mortgage statement so we could get his loan ready to close. It comes back, and on that property, it said in forbearance. So I call the guy up. I'm like, Matt, you put your mortgage in forbearance? He's like, what are you talking about? I just made the payment last week. I'm like, well, your statement says you're in forbearance. He goes, well, here, I'm sending you this. I made the payment. His fiance put it in forbearance and never told him.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I got it worked out, but he was like, what?
That's crazy.
That was crazy.
This, we're going to see some crazy times coming up, Greg, but it wouldn't be the first time, right?
I think it's going to get worse before it gets better as far as the economy is concerned.
Well, we'll do what we did last time. We'll just ride it out.
Hunker down.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Greg. We appreciate you calling in. Thank you for taking the time.
You're welcome, everybody. Remember our veterans.
Yep. Thank you. All right. Well, okay. Have a good day. We're going to go to a break. When we come back, we'll be back with Althea DeBar Johnson, attorney, to talk more about title and probate. Real Estate 101, back in a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.